You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're off to Maine next, where a dude there is charged with turning a kid's playroom in a church into a meth lab.
It's a terrible place to do that.
That's a really bad place.
This will just work fine. Kid's playroom in this church. Can you believe it? Crystal Meth Amphetamine City.
How you doing? And welcome to Meth Makeover.
Formulas.
That's right. On Meth Makeover, we go into places and we take kids' rooms and we change them into meth labs.
That's what we do. This was a beautiful kids' room in a church.
I bet we could really meth it up in here.
Yeah, I think we take that picture of Jesus playing soccer down. We put a big old meth tank there.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, baby Jesus. Hey, come on now. Be easy with him.
I know. I'm going to take care of you. Listen, don't. We're sorry, okay?
Yeah, sorry about all this, baby Jesus. Here you go.
Put them in a box there. All right.
There you go.
Give me the test tube.
Here we go. All right. Now put it again. But get
Bunsen burner.
Yeah, get our suits
get your
on.
Clothes on.
Get our meth suits on.
It's a meth makeover.
Move that RV.
Yeah, come on, bring it in.
Move it over.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful.
They shouldn't be back till tomorrow. This is probably not the greatest plan.
Police arrested 33-year-old Matthew Anderson after receiving a complaint from a church member and discovering items consistent with the manufacture of methamphetamine in the playroom at Buxton United Methodist Church. The Buxton Police Department sought assistance from the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency, which charged this guy with unlawful operation of a meth lab. He remains in jail this morning. He made his initial court appearance a day after his arrest. There's no word if he has a lawyer. The church had no comment.
There's his mugshot right there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, see, you can't.
I wonder if there's such a thing as lawful possession of a meth lab.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it?
Unlawful.
Yeah, they're like,
meth lab's unlawful.
Yeah.
You didn't get your license.
Yeah.
How do you set it up inside a kid's playroom in a church with no one knowing?
It's because your mind snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I think this guy didn't know what was going on.
Unless, like, it's only used on Sundays and he...
Or it's
days
at night, or there's a lot of churches are just open.
They are
all the time.
Yeah,
like you can just push the doors, and like they don't lock the doors.
Yeah, they're a church.
They're a church.
It's a place of worship.
You know, so
it's an awkward Sunday morning for everybody.
Yeah, it would smell like meth. You know.
Yeah. Don't mind the meth smell, y'all.
Yeah.
This is a question specifically for the folks listening in Florida. Does sailing equal swinging?
Yeah. Like the same way that a hot tub equals swinging.
I feel like sailing equals a lot more just like old men trying to get chicks on their boats.
You think so? I feel like sailing is the worst of the boats.
Yeah, it's not the greatest of the boats.
It's a lot of work, that's for sure.
You know?
It is. It's hard, right? Mm-hmm. Sailing.
Yeah.
So what happens if there's no wind? You're just out there. They got motors on
them.
They
have them,
motors,
right? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, or you're dead.
No, you're not dead.
Shark bait.
Yep. Floating and dying.
1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number always to reach us. But
saying they use it like as a description, like, hey, we're going sailing this weekend.
Well, that's what this listener is wondering. She said, we're actually from Detroit, but we were in Clearwater Beach this weekend for a vacation. We're in our late 20s. We were walking by a marina, and a boat guide and his wife had to be in their late 50s, early 60s, approached us.
Yeah.
Said, hey, you want to go sailing? Just out of the blue. They said they'd be going out tonight and tomorrow morning, whatever works best.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they want to have some sex.
Something.
We awkwardly walked away and said, no, thank you. But all the time we're thinking, does sailing mean swinging in Florida? If so, Clearwater Beach appears to be the capital of old swingers.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
It is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. With Clearwater Beach in particular, the capital of all swingers?
I've been to Clearwater Beach.
Me too.
And it was crawling with old people. And
maybe they were swingers. I don't know. I didn't get that. It was like just tourists we were.
Swinging old tourists.
I didn't see a ton of old people, but we just were at the beach. We didn't really explore the area too much, so... I can't really speak to it, but I've never heard if someone asks you to go sailing, do they really mean...
Well, if someone asks you to go sailing in that way, it's 100% swinging. So if I had some kind of website and a legitimate sailing operation, then it's not. But if I come up to you at 11:30 at night and I'm like, you want to sail tonight? You want to take out the boat? Me and the missus.
Me and the missus.
That's right.
Then I'm a swinger.
It's pretty clear.
But you know? But at the same time, everybody sails down there.
Yeah.
Like almost, it's like a dream for a lot of people to have sailing. They want to sail around the world.
I always thought it was they had motors.
Speedboats. Yeah, or motorboats.
If you're running drugs.
Most of the knowledge I have of sailing comes from the John Candy Classic Summer Rental.
Yeah.
Mm. That's it?
Yes. I believe I watched a John Cusack film about sailing. Can't remember if it was Better Off Dead.
I don't know.
Might be Better Off Dead.
Did they clean up the boat or something? They got it
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, they got barnacles on it.
Yeah.
Yes,
I saw a little bit of that recently.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
John Candy rules.
They put a Ferrari engine inside this sailboat and they win.
Of course they won. John Cusack never loses.
No. He didn't.
No.
God, there was some other movie where John Cusack made a boat, but he was making like, it wasn't a sailboat, it was like a rowboat. He made custom-made rowboats or something.
Really? I don't know. Jesus. I thought I saw all the Cusack movies. I don't remember
I think it was a cheesy one I watched with Amber.
Is it One Crazy Summer?
Oh, One Crazy Summer might be the one I'm talking about.
They came up right away. It's a John Cusack boat movie.
Maybe because I just Googled it before.
Oh, I see. Must Love Dogs.
Okay, that's different.
Mm. Yeah, that was years ago. But
yeah, whatever.
He would make ropes, like rowing boats used for competition racing.
One Crazy Summer, and it's like in the same vein as the I Want My $2.
Yeah.
John Cusack movie where he skied K-12.
Anonymous, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. Are you in the Florida area?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does sailing equal swinging?
It does.
It does.
My mom goes out on sailboats, and they have these big sex parties. And
Damn. And your mom just whores it up with strangers?
Yeah, Dave.
I guess so.
Yep. You only live once, Dave.
YOLO.
Yeah. You know? Is mom pretty open? Like, she talks about it with you?
Yeah, she is. She always has been.
Yeah.
And you're cool with that? You just kind of...
after it.
As long as she's happy.
So yep. Does the swinging fall, you know what I mean? Does a swinger make a swinger? Are you into the same kind of thing too? Or has that turned you off of that kind
of
lifestyle?
Swinger gene?
I am not.
Yeah. Doesn't always work that way.
Does not, I guess. All right, Anonymous. Thanks for calling in. All the best, dude.
All right.
See ya.
I don't know what I was trying to say. The swing and fall far from the tree.
Swinger gene. Yeah. Is it genetic?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not for him.
Swine. See, when I think of like sailing, I always think of like the classier sailing, Martha's Vineyard, East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, right. Like JFK, like the Kennedy family sailing. Having cheese and wine.
Yes. Sailing. Sailing with the family.
Not old swingers and
I just think of old people off the coast.
Sailing. Yep. You are a hot little couple. You guys want to go have some sex on the open waters?
Yeah. Just a smoke filled cabin. 25 feet off the Florida coast.
No, that's not typically what I think of.
It.
No. Be wary of anybody that's on a boat asking you to swing.
Yes, any boat.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's it's a different version. So I think it doesn't actually always equal swinging. Maybe for some people, but generally if someone asks you to go sailing, they just want to go sailing.
Yeah.
They don't want to pound your bits on the open water.
Yeah, go watch One Crazy Summer. Very good. And then watch Better Off Dead, the skiing movie.
Don't watch Must Love Dogs. There's my tip for you.
No.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
It is that other chick, too. I kind of think she's sexy, but that's how Amber got me in. But it's a real cheesy romantic comedy.
The only John Cusack movie I think I like is that...
Gross Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank's all right. I like that High Fidelity.
Oh, God.
High Fidelity's real good.
Great.
Jack Black's awesome.
Diane Lane.
Say Anything?
Yeah.
Say it, yeah.
I never watched that.
Diane Lane is the one in Must Love Dogs. By
oh
the way.
Yeah, she's
oh just the title the cover of it alone. That would never be something I'd be like. Honestly, well,
I think Amber and I watched this when we first started dating. Yeah, it's like 14 years.
I think Booger is in the
Booger. You say
yes, yes. He is.
He's in the which one?
He's in both.
Oh my god!
Of the movies I mentioned.
Well, I'm game for a good Booger movie.
I know.
The Kennedys don't have good luck on the water.
Yes, okay, I know. But yeah, I know. That's what the image is.
But you know,
preppy people
like, you know
on
what I'm
boats.
Saying. I'm not talking about JFK in particular.
No.
Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah, the goddamn Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah. Some of my in-laws don't have a home. They live on a sailboat, and they dock in Clearwater all the time. There's a ton of retired people that live on their boats down there. To my knowledge, they aren't swingers. But I don't think I'll ever look at them the same again.
Don't ask too many questions.
Living in Naples, someone said, I was invited to key parties all the time as a single guy.
There you go.
Older women have no boundaries. Well, a key party, is this? That's where you throw your key in the fishbowl,
yeah,
right? Is
right
that
on
where
the
it
boat.
Is?
You get on the boat and
no,
throw the key in the fishbowl.
No, nothing to do with boats. Nothing to do with boats.
Everything to do with boats. And Florida.
The classic swinging seems old school these days, right? It's all cuckolds these days.
You're right. Like it's odd for it to just be a normal swinging scenario.
Yeah, like
it's always someone sitting in the corner and
yeah, just crying or yeah. getting tied up or finishing them off.
Yeah, cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And someone said, "I'm from Florida. The only people I know that own boats look like William H. Macy and Shameless."
That's a different look.
Jesus.
If you haven't seen Booger and Better Off Dead, you have to see that today.
I'm gonna.
Okay. We're talking about boogers?
We're still talking about boogers.
He was in Revenge of the Nerds.
I know who that is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Taco Bell worker in Texas swung a machete at a customer in his drive-thru lane this weekend.
Oh my God. Year of the machete.
Dude. Continues. An employee of the South Austin Taco Bell accused of swinging a machete at a customer. Austin police charged the worker, 21-year-old Samuel Hemmett, with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He is behind bars this morning. Bail set at $15,000. Police responded to the Taco Bell about 5:40 p.m. Customer told police he tried to place an order with Hemmett in the drive-thru, but had to ask, can you not hear? Several times when the worker made him keep repeating what he wanted. And then that made him angry.
Right.
And the guy said, can't you hear me? He said, why don't you pull up and I'll show you what I have for you. So he did drive up. And that's when the worker was there holding a black machete and cursing at him.
So the worker has a machete?
The Taco Bell worker has
just
a machete.
Just ready?
Yeah.
Like, does the boss not notice the machete?
You simulated it.
I know.
Does the boss not know there's a machete?
I guess.
I don't know. I think it's like there's some kind of, well, you don't think as a manager of a Taco Bell, you got to be like, all right, no machetes.
I guess there's footage of this. Let's see if we can get an update here from KVU.
Here's a strange one. A South Austin Taco Bell employee is in jail accused of swinging a machete at a customer through the drive-thru window over the weekend. 21-year-old Samuel Hemmett is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police say the problem began when the customer tried to place an order, but Hemmett couldn't hear him, so according to investigators, the employee began to curse and told the customer, or rather the employee began to curse and told the customer, why don't you pull up and I'll show you what I have for you. Security video shows Hemmett hitting the customer's side mirror with a machete and then tossing the weapon in the restaurant's dumpster.
No, they don't have the video.
They don't have the video of that. That
it does clearly show him strike the car twice. And then he stowed the machete in a nearby dumpster when the customer drove away.
Oh my God.
Like, how many people right now are just they've got a machete on them.
Ready to use it.
How many Dave and Chuck the Freak listeners have a machete on them right now? James is looking around the room for his because he has one or
did. I think I had to take mine home.
I was going to say, our boss was like...
Dongers and machetes had to go home.
Yeah. Our boss is like, hey, if you have a sword here, you have to bring it home. Yeah. If you have a machete here, you have to bring it home.
That's an odd one.
You got to have a machete meeting.
Mm-hmm. But he did. I believe he did have a sit down and was kind of like trying to decide. He's like, God, I probably should tell all those people to take their swords and machetes home.
Yeah.
No swords, no machetes.
Yeah.
No huge rubber wieners.
That's true.
No guns, no knives, no fun.
No fun.
But aside, this is no fun.
I didn't know they made it a no donger zone in there.
Well, with the
depends on who's coming
depends
in.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, the new acquisition, the highly religious.
Yes, that's true.
Programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. We got a religious station moving into the building.
Barely got away with the cartoon.
But they're not going to. What are they going to come down here and talk to us?
Well, the very first day they were in the building, they came down to give them the grand tour. And what's on the door? A picture of me laser engraved on the toilet on a piece of wood.
Yes.
With my face covering my genital. It was a very uncomfortable
James just said,
greeting.
I can't. I barely got away with my inflatable donger.
Yeah. So I have an inflatable wiener in here. Yeah. I don't have room for another one at home.
I know.
Another one.
I don't have the heart to pop it.
Florida man has a machete and a K-bar in his car at all times. Someone said I keep my machete in my trunk at all times. Machete in my back seat. Chainsaw, too.
Jesus, you guys are just ready to chop up.
Look at everybody.
There is Tampa, 50 machete.
Gotta have options. Got my World War II machete in my pickup just in case. Machete on the ready. I have a machete. I work in sketchy areas. Jesus. I have my $10 Walmart machete. A truck driver carries one every day. Plus one for machete holding. He's in Fort Myers. Keep one on each side of my bed.
One on each side.
Well, you never know which way you're going to have to roll.
I have one in the trunk of my car right now. Northern Michigan's a wild place.
A blade from the He-Man movie.
Keep one by my front door, in my personal car, and my work truck.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Naples area. I'm not allowed to carry a gun in my plumbing service truck, so I carry a jungle machete instead. Right by my passenger seat is another guy. I have my go-ready machete.
And you're just ready to just chop somebody right in half.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me about it.
Someone keeps one next to their toilet.
Hey! Don't you! Oh, no! It's a beanie! I'll chop you up if you get out of here! I'm going to wipe it. I'm going to slice your limbs off. I'll chop your head right off you. You get out of here!
Oh, God, I realized what that was.
No, he's still toileted over there. I'm going to flush. As soon as I flush and wipe.
You might be a bit paranoid.
Well, apparently everyone's paranoid. Look, I can't keep up with the text
nonstop.
Messages.
It's three, nonstop.
I got three machetes in my truck.
Why you need three?
Keep one on my nightstand.
I'm starting to think I need a machete, guys.
No.
You need one.
Listen. Okay, just reality here for one second.
Uh-oh.
If everyone else has a machete,
you need one.
You better have a machete.
Dude.
This is making me realize I need a machete.
You need a machete just because everybody's got a machete.
The chances of you being in a machete fight are legitimate.
It's like one thing like to be like, you better not or whatever. But you really think you're going to be like, blood and guts.
I've got to find out how much a machete is.
Well, I'm probably going to get one at Walmart for like $10. Look at you guys. South Boston, 9mm on my 6. Machete ready to make spaghetti in my trunk.
You're really ready to make spaghetti?
You have a gun. Why do you need a machete?
Some of these are gorgeous.
Is it? What? The world, man.
I have
Well, because you never know. Like, you know, you...
Someone has it in the backseat of their truck. Someone has one on their moped.
A moped.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a lady, Martha, in Boston. She has one in her trunk right now. Martha, what are you going to do with the machete, Martha?
Martha, are you prepared to take an arm off somebody?
Martha, really?
Martha is.
Do you know how much spaghetti sauce comes out of there? You ever seen anything like that?
Oh, man.
There's another one. One at each side of the bed.
Sauce.
His and hers. So they have like a his and hers at each side of the bed and one outside the bedroom door.
outside the bedroom door.
These people don't feel safe at all.
Jesus.
They're not safe.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not safe.
Well, that's beautiful, Machete.
I know. That's cool. That's gorgeous.
Jack, you should get that one.
Machete and a Bowie knife right next to my bed.
Dual-wield tactical machetes. $18.
I have a huge one I got from El Salvador. I keep right next to the bed.
Oh, my God.
I use it to trim the trees in the summer so everyone knows I've got it. Like it's a, just trimming my trees with my giant El Salvador machete.
That's where mine's from, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. It was given to me from a listener.
Is that a hot machete place?
Maybe.
Oh, there's one. You said
guarantee the finest machetes in all the land.
You can get one for $8 at Harbor Freight.
Yeah. Oh, you can get them super cheap. Machetes are...
Maybe that's it, too, the appeal.
That's like, those are ninja swords.
Yeah, I know. You got that right. My ninja swords.
Oh, yeah. $5 at Walmart, you guys. $5.
Well, that one's not going to be quality.
But it'll send a message, and it's got its own sheath.
You still take an arm off.
Oh, it sure would.
Let's see what the reviews say here.
Sharp.
It was a great cut. Highly recommended. Good steel, good value, cheap handle. So, if you just want a machete to intimidate, get yourself a Walmart machete.
Should I get red blades or should I get...
Yeah, red blades, dude, yeah.
By the way, the people that have the his and hers machetes say the funny thing is they live in a peaceful suburban neighborhood.
Yeah, that's great.
Gold blades?
Well, that's... You need the gold.
I know, you might be getting a little too flashy with gold plates.
No, that's just perfect.
It's like a...
You don't want to be too flashy.
Yeah. So I counted like 100 already, at least, in a couple of minutes.
This is why I'm saying... Non-stop.
Everybody has a friggin' machete.
Year of the machete.
Yeah, chick here. Machete in the truck, gun on the waist.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand what you people are doing.
I mean, what... I just don't know if everybody's prepared to chop somebody up.
Yeah, no,
I don't
really
know if you if you have a machete, are you prepared to use it?
I'll tell you this.
Think it's going to look menacing?
You better be prepared to be shot.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you come out with your machete,
Watch some Indiana Jones.
I'm going to double tap.
Yep. Hey, double tap.
You guys, everyone in the world has a machete. I can't believe it.
I know.
It. Honestly, it's insane to me.
Yeah, that's a... Don't bring a machete to a gunfight, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Jesus Christ.
But just realize that everyone driving next to you
everybody has one. I mean, think about it. A Taco Bell...
Worker
working the drive-thru had one.
Mm-hmm.
At work.
Behind the counter.
That's nuts.
Just watch yourself.
Some of these things are gorgeous.
There's some beautiful machetes out there.
Yeah, I have a problem, see, because once I get one, I already know I can't get into getting knives.
God.
Lease.
Yeah,
I can't start buying
You've been
knives.
Thinking about it for a while.
I know.
You have for years.
My whole life. I wanted swords and knives.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, he'll get them. I know he will.
Yeah.
They're so much cheaper than I thought.
This guy picked the wrong guy to rob. After this guy's shop was robbed, the owner decided to get a little revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So he kidnapped the suspected thief and smashed his hands with hammers.
That's one way to do it.
Whoa.
Look at this guy. You don't mess with this guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, dude. That guy will smash your hands up.
I'm going to break you apart right now, baby.
Yeah, don't.
You should not throw from me. Because now you're dead.
Owner of Bridge City Auto in Louisiana was arrested after authorities say he kidnapped a man he suspected of stealing thousands of dollars worth of tools from his business and used a hammer to smash the man's hands up.
Oh.
37-year-old Chad Baxter contacted the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after he returned to work and realized that someone had stolen a bunch of stuff from his shop. The thief made off with drills, socket sets, other tools, well over $7,000, they estimated. He checked his surveillance cameras and spotted a man he knew as Dorian.
Oh, it's Dorian!
Stealing the stuff.
Dorian is a dead man! Oh, no!
He recently had hired Dorian for one day to help him clean up around his shop.
Oh.
Deputies did identify the suspect as 39-year-old Dorian Lewis. They obtained a warrant for his arrest, but Baxter found Lewis before the cops did.
How you doing, Dorian?
Oh, Oh, Baxter. I guess he know.
Looks like you got my drill.
Yeah, I was going to give them back, man.
I don't think you was.
I was.
Why don't you sit down in this chair for me?
Oh, I don't want to. I think I got to go.
I don't think you got a choice, baby.
Oh, you're sitting me down then, okay? What do you do? Why are you strapping my arms down like that, man?
Because I'm going to crush your hands with these hammers.
Don't you do that. You're just joking. Baxter, please.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Please.
I'm just joking. No, look. I'm just joking.
That's one.
You smashed it up, man.
That's one smash.
That's a one. That's enough. That's not the... Wow! The other two. One, too.
I'm not done smashing.
How will I wipe?
Wipe. That's his number one concern.
You're done wiping.
How will I wipe again?
You ain't wiping.
How will I wipe, Baxter? You cruel, man.
That's right.
Damn it!
I took away your wiping ability.
I'll never steal again.
Fix yourself. Get your life straight.
It's gonna be so itchy.
You're gonna be dirty.
It's gonna be red and inflamed.
You have one hell of a dirty ass.
Oh, Baxter! I'll never cross you again.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
So Baxter spotted Dorius at a store, forced him into his car at gunpoint.
Get in the car, mother!
I'd rather not.
Ain't got no choice.
And I'm in the car now, okay? Here we go. Go for a little ride with Baxter.
Drove him back to his shop where he put him in the back room.
Come on.
What's back there, man? No.
Get your ass in there.
Come on. I think I'm going to go the other way, Baxter. Okay, you're making me go this way.
Tied him up.
Hey, we don't need to tie each other up or nothing.
Very tight.
Oh, that is real tight.
Where he repeatedly beat both of his hands with a hammer.
You just needed one good one, man. Why you keep hitting them?
50 good ones.
You keep hitting them, Baxter, please. I'll never wipe again.
You must have smashed him to a pulp.
After the beating, he flagged down a cop and said, "Hey, I got your guy."
His hands is mush. Is just mush.
He turned my hands into mashed potatoes.
That's right.
Deputies transported Dorian to a hospital. They determined his injuries were so bad he would need surgery on his hands. They're not sure if his hands will ever be the same again.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? He's
crazy looking.
Dorian then told the cops the true story. Dorian, I'm not sure if they're okay, man.
Look at this.
No, are you? They weren't like they used to be, Dorian.
They're not exactly like they used to be, but they ain't, man.
They're all crunched up.
They were smashed 57 times by him.
I know, I understand, but they don't look like they function very well.
They don't function at all.
Looks like they took your toes and put them on your hand.
They're trying to give me a kung fu grip. But it doesn't work.
You seem okay with it, though.
I'm alive. I was tied up in the back room of a crazy man's place. I stole all of his stuff. All he did was give me these hands.
Can you drink?
I can still drink.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. You got it. That's good.
Life is good.
What about your phone?
I learned my lesson.
Can you get on your phone okay?
Get on my phone. I'm a homeless man, Dave. Oh. I don't have a lot of, but if I had a phone. It's harder to get on the phone.
It seems like
it. But it's easy to drink.
Yeah.
So life is good.
All right, I'm glad to see you have such a positive attitude about
it. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
More like two claws you got.
Yep.
The Dorian then ratted out Baxter to the cops, said that he retaliated. So Baxter, of course, had to be arrested. He was booked with second-degree battery and second-degree kidnapping charges. Sure. He's currently being held at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center in lieu of $75,000 bond.
It's like if Suge Knight grabbed you and threw you in his back room and smashed your fingers.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, look at him.
No,
look at
this guy. He's giant.
It's crazy.
He would smash your hands to jelly.
Oh.
He'd make jelly out of them.
Yep.
It's like he hit him like 50 times each.
Yeah.
Like 20 times. After the 20th one, he's like, there's no need for any more. There's no hands left. Oh, God. You did it a lot more times than I thought.
The guy who has his hand smashed to jelly, he was booked with simple burglary after his release from the hospital. His bond set at 10 grand. And then he's got the hands.
But he's got the hands. Those hands, they're worse than any
When the jail doctors sentence. Are like, we don't even know what to
Woo!
Do. He liquefied his bones,
yeah.
his hand bones.
I don't think your hand bones would take too much to just...
Smash them up? No, they're yeah. pretty delicate, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't... It wouldn't
Imagine someone hammering your hands repeatedly.
No, that's like a Saw movie or something. That's,
it is.
That's
it
not
is.
Good at all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You remember we talked about the Fellatio Cafe a couple of years ago.
So, yeah, I think I do.
It was opening up in Sweden, in Geneva. Basically, the premise is, guys, you go in, get a coffee, you also get a BJ.
Yes.
Pretty cool deal.
It is. And as you can imagine, it's been a big success.
I bet. Oh, yeah.
So much so now they are planning to open other locations around the world. This coffee shop, Fellatio Cafe, opened up in Geneva, Switzerland. You can get a hot cup of Joe with a side of BJ. The firm behind the Swiss cafe says customers are able to order coffee, then pick a sex worker of their choice from an iPad who will then come out and perform on you.
They have any of these, what are you getting? What are you getting here?
Well, this is their website.
Oh,
I doubt that's what
None
you're getting.
None of those
getting.
Are real.
That's the pictures they have on the website there. And by the way, it's just fellatiocafe.com.
Do they have a Facebook page?
Let's go down and see if they have social media here. Wow, that's...
Because I'd start drinking coffee if that was the case, but those girls do not work there.
Doesn't look like they have.
So they're planning to open in Paddington, UK...
Nope.
How are they getting? I mean, I guess is sex work legal? Is that the deal
in Switzerland? It must be.
Yeah,
It's
in the UK too.
By the way, it's about $50, 60 Swiss francs, about $50 US, plus 5 francs for the coffee. Would this work if it was legal in the US? Would guys go in and pay $50 for a coffee and a BJ?
You know that girl's bathroom line?
Yeah.
We need to make Fellatio Cafe even bigger.
You know,
we got to make it even bigger.
You know, it'd be the size of IKEA.
You're crazy. It'd be pandemonium.
Yep.
It'd be like, we found something that finally was crazier than the weed business.
Yep.
The Fellatio Cafe business is booming.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if they have a social media page. I don't know if they do.
They'd be able to buy Amazon and just be like, where am I, blow now?
Why isn't that?
So they do plan on opening one in London.
So they must have sex work legal in London, too.
No.
I don't know if this is it. If this is... I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's in a different language. Most of these are.
But that's awesome.
It's not legal in London.
It's not, huh?
I don't believe prostitution. I don't know for sure, but I... How would they get away with it there?
I know it is in Australia.
People are asking, is prostitution legal everywhere?
Well, look at all the countries. There. Is it in Amsterdam? Is it in India? Is it in Italy? Is it in Spain? Can I get it in Nevada?
Yeah, Louisiana, Los Cabos, St. Louis, anywhere you could think of going in the world.
Prostitution itself is legal in Great
Britain. Oh, that's what it is then.
But a number of related activities, including soliciting in a public place, managing a brothel, pimping and pandering are crimes.
Oh, so you can't...
So you can't be a pimp, you can't have a brothel. But isn't that what this is, kind of?
Seemed like it, you know.
Kind of. I don't know. They mustn't consider it the same thing, obviously, if they're moving forward with opening up a Fellatio Cafe there.
I wonder if, like, a brothel implies full-on sex. In this place, you're not getting full-on
sex. You're just getting a BJ.
Yeah. That's how they get around it or something.
Yeah, they don't have a gallery on their website either.
I mean, I do think that even though in the grand scheme of things, you think, wow, this is like a killer idea. I still think there would be guys who are like, don't want to be seen going to the Fellatio Cafe.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be like
so
Starbucks.
I don't think it would be like Starbucks.
It can't
Starbucks.
Be like Starbucks, right? You can't just sit down. I can't be sitting with you having a coffee and we're both getting BJs.
My fellatio cafe would look just like a Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
I would charge the same for a muffin,
you don't
too.
You want to be sued.
$17.
Yeah.
It'd be a green symbol with a chick with a...
It says Suckbucks.
Yeah. It's a good name, Dave.
Suckbucks.
Star sucks. It says, and for women, it says, do not worry, ladies. We also believe in your enjoyment, and we're considering to propose a service for female customers.
Oh, wow. Lick bits.
That'd be quite a scene.
The Cunnilingus Cafe?
Yeah. Just drinking coffee, like, all flayed out.
Damn it.
Listen, there are horny ladies out there that would do that. I know not as many as men.
There'd be a million dudes signing up to work there.
Oh, yeah.
To just... dine down below for a living?
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was that informations.
Informations about us, sponsor,
Coonshed.
They talk about us in the mirror, the independence, the dice, the sun, the mashables, Oofington Purse.
I wonder if they've done, if they have pictures in any of these articles of the...
It's really hard to find, it seems like.
Yeah. I know, they've really, what?
They have it. Top secret.
I'm just getting a blowy.
These are just stock images here. There's got to be pictures of it somewhere.
Can you believe it got all this press?
Turns out the blue is a big deal.
People like I get a blue one, they get
the
coffers.
It's same, just the same random stock.
We can't actually see pictures of the place.
That one had a link to like a Twitter account.
Really?
Is that the guy who came up with the concept?
His name is Bradley. Yeah. Is that who?
Brad.
Way to go, Brad.
You scroll down. So below that photo, there you go. Oh,
that's
in the
him.
Caption.
Up.
That's right, you see it?
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Look him up. He could be the guy behind it.
He's definitely the one behind
it. The guy who came up with the idea for Fellatio Cafe.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it's like... Hasn't everybody had that idea at one point or another?
Truly sensational.
The first thing that comes up.
That's him?
Well, no, I don't think that's him.
Hi, morning.
Oh, my.
Oh, he likes the boobies.
He likes bits.
Who doesn't?
He likes the bits.
Glasses are nice.
Oh, my God.
It's a worst to follow.
Oh, hello.
Sorry,
Lisa. A lot of vaginas here on his Twitter.
Wow, that's weird,
same
huh?
picture over and over.
She's
a keeping no secrets.
All right, yeah. So just really like a porn Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he doesn't. It's like not giving any real.
Jeez,
that's wild.
Bird's eye view there.
Yeah.
It's strange that there's no pictures of this place or reviews or people talking about it on social media.
It's like
anywhere.
It doesn't exist,
and it's been open for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one checks in from there. Like we found 100 people checking in from that rub and tug joint, like from the leather and lace place,
in New Hampshire.
Like hundreds of people are checking in. No one is checking in from the fellatio zone.
It's blowy Narnia. Blarnia.
It's weird.
And I've even put in like looking for reviews and it's nothing's coming up.
The Fellatio Cafe is just in all our hearts.
Imagine it's just in your mind.
It's just in all our hearts. That's where we keep it.
You can't really go there.
I wonder if they have a phone.
It's like Neverland.
They have a phone? No, you can only contact them through email.
That's weird. It doesn't. I don't know. Lisa's giving me the fishy face.
Fishy face.
What? She, well, you gave you. No, but you did the.
No, I'm just looking on Instagram.
Concept.
The hashtag for it. There's like nothing.
So is it not off the ground?
Oh, yeah. They opened 2 years ago, they said. And now they're working on their second place in London.
I guess the thing about owning the Fellatio Cafe is you never get anything done.
No.
You're always busy drinking
There's
coffee
no
and
need
getting
to
blown.
Market it or,
yeah, they don't have to do anything.
You know,
you're just
no.
too busy getting blown.
People want to be private about it. They don't want to check in from there, hashtag it, or tag it on their Instagram or whatever.
Well, you can't probably for
but
most
you'd
guys.
You'd think that you'd want it to be tagged just in jokes. Like, even if I just pulled in and then tagged myself and then left.
Yeah.
Or I took James' phone and I tagged.
Didn't you start like the biggest like Instagram thread ever and just say, good morning?
Yep. Yeah, no. It's weird. I'm looking up the phone number. I thought I'd give them a call, see if I could speak to them there.
Ishki bird.
Hi.
No phone number. There's nothing.
There's nothing. You can't get a hold of them. I don't know if this place is real.
They say it's been open for 2 years.
I know they say it. I know they're saying it.
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence. There's not a place.
Someone said, imagine going on a date and finding out your girl works there. Oh, yeah, you can't date anyone who works at the Fellatio Cafe.
No.
And how, I mean, you guys, diseases.
Yes.
Can be transmitted through oral.
Well, they probably put something on you.
Yeah, it's probably condom.
Yeah. Dave gives the Fellatio Cafe one giant thumbs down. Yeah. And a fart noise.
And a fart noise, too, to boot. Take that with you.
I'm just saying.
Put that in your mouth.
Well.
Look on that.
You know. I get it. Makes sense. You don't want to catch anything.
Do they call them bloristas?
But do I really want to get... I mean, I guess it's the same if you go to a strip club or something. I want to get a BJ from the lady who's doled out 10 already today.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of guys signing up for just that very offer.
Yeah. Is it... So it's... There's an article about sex robots there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's sex robots here at the Fellatio Cafe?
What kind of futuristic place is this Fellatio Cafe? Found?
What? I don't know. There was an article.
Like a blowbot?
It's like Cyberpunk 2077 in there.
I love it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Enter the robots.
I don't know. So they were proposing it. So it was approved and they opened because they were proposing it. And they
Well, the one opened in Sweden. Now they're proposing the one in London on Bradley Street or something.
Bradley Street.
So, yeah.
Where in the hell is the Fellatio Cafe?
We can't find it! Where is it? You tell me right now!
You know there's guys who have done this search, right? Because they want to go there.
Exhaustive searches have been done on this.
It's just, there's no address. Like, any other business on earth. Like, what, do I have to just wander around until I find it? Like,
I don't think it's legal there, prostitution.
Yeah, but how do I get there?
More informations.
Let's tell you where
that
we
just
is.
Goes to that.
Your informations are crap.
There's the concept. There's
we
your
get
homepage.
The concept.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you.
We understand.
It's almost like he came up with an idea.
Yes.
And then he's trademarked the idea. He like hasn't
3 years ago.
He hasn't opened it. But he's willing to sell it to, like, anyone who plans on opening it.
Should I contact him?
It's like,
where is your damn Fellatio Cafe?
You tell me right now.
You'll never hear from this guy. They haven't updated their page since 2016.
Swiss.
Well, they must have, because some of these articles are newer. That's when they started
it.
He
owns Face Girl.
What's Face Girl?
That's his company, Face Girl.
And it's a blog about boning.
Jeez.
Or is it like a whore company?
Liar.
Why you lie?
Translate, please. Warning: this page intends for older people.
Yeah, it's just like it's a whore site.
How do you find this cafe if there's no address? So you're going to Switzerland.
You wander around Switzerland
and you look for it.
I think.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Jump Cafe.
You are going to find Bighorn, and you will blow him. And then airship will come get you, take you into sky.
Need to get a blowy from your
it happened
jump cafe.
Up in the skies.
I still have not found it. Yes. It has been a week. Yeah. I'm very, very, very upset.
Oh, my God. You think this has been roaming around wondering where Fellatio
Cafe
is?
I think there's got to be skeletons everywhere.
Just the men that are dead from wandering
just have searched and searched their hearts out. And they're like, look at this guy here. He had a pouch with some coins in it.
Take his coins. He does not need them anymore. He is gone.
As you can see, his skeleton hand was where his penis is.
We know what he was doing.
He was a jerk, and that's why he died.
Like all the rest.
Like all the rest.
Loot him. Loot his body.
Woody's with us. Hi, Woody. You've been searching high and low for Fellatio Cafe as well. What did you find out?
So, unfortunately, even there's not even a rubber. It's a robot.
That's what I.
She's a robot.
Yeah.
So that's what you heard too, because Lisa found that on some website, but that's not mentioned anywhere on their website.
I just invented a blowbot.
Yeah. I couldn't even spell the word fellatio at first. I had to look that up on Wikipedia. I put fellatio cafe into this search, and it goes through like a whole bunch. Talks about the London cafe that's never going to make it for some reason. And then it says, hey, robot offered and a coffee for $60. Nobody's going to stop into a Starbucks ever again.
So it's just a robot that's crazy. Does
Thanks,
it.
Woody.
Damn.
And that's not mentioned.
It says
on their information, it says, how does it work? Choose your coffee and your hostess from a selection of the tastiest on an iPad. It doesn't say they're robots.
They lie.
White lie.
So, well, I don't think this place really is.
No.
It's kind of a thing. It was an idea that never came to fruition, but they claim it opened 2 years ago.
Yeah. And it's far enough away.
Maxim wrote an article about it, but they didn't do their research like we do here.
Yeah, Maxim.
Who reads that?
But is that how far the mighty Maxim has fallen, Lise? That our research department of just us in this room is so much better.
Yes. 100%. Us in this room on the world's worst computers can get more information than Maxim magazine can.
They don't care. It's all about clicks, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Or about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Maxim.
So don't go.
I haven't even said that. What an ancient word.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Maxim. I can't even barely say it. Maxim.
No one says that word anymore.
Our kids will never know what Maxim is.
Maxim.
No.
Maxim.
Maxim. So there you go.
Do not
head overseas looking for the Fellatio Cafe, because it apparently doesn't exist. If it exists, it's so well hidden you'll never be able to find it.
There used to be something called Maxim.
What's the word you say?
It was a book made of papers.
Yes.
With stickies and the boobs.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.